We continue our learning the Nishma stuff of Menachem Shemicham Yaakov Pinchas Leo. We are in Kalim Perakei Mishnah Aleph. Perakei till Perakes. We're going to discuss the halachos of a tanur, an oven of cheres, of earthenware, and the kira, which is the equivalent of a stove or an earthenware. The tanur, we begin with the tanur. The tanur is narrow on the top, wider on the bottom. It's attached to the ground with mud or clay. The bottom of the tanur is really the ground. It's used to bake bread primarily. It's placed, the dough is placed on the walls of the oven. Then it's removed, known as redias hapas, special skill to make sure you don't break the bread on its way out. And the tanur, as the Mishnah says here, tchilaso arba'ah, which means that it's in order for it to be considered a tanur as a kli, to be mekabel tuma, it has to start out as a minimum of 4 tfachim high. It's not 4 tfachim high, it cannot be used properly to bake bread, and therefore would not be mekabel tuma. But then, ushiarav arba, divrei Rabbi Meir. Not only do we say tchilaso arba, in order for it to be mekabel tuma to begin with, when you make the kli, you make this earthenware oven, it has to be mekabel tuma, it has to be 4 tfachim high. The remnant also is 4 tfachim, which means, let's say the kli, let's say it's 10 tfachim high, so and became tame, this clay cheres, this tanur of cheres, and then it breaks. So if it breaks and there's still 7 tfachim of height, or even 4 tfachim of height, so then it's still usable, and therefore it's the tuma has not been removed, the tuma remains. A clay cheres only loses its tuma when it's no longer a kli. It was broken into pieces. But here, since it's a minimum of 4 tfachim high, it remains that high, 4 tfachim, 5 tfachim, whatever it may be. So then it's still, not only is it mekabel tuma, but it the tuma that it has remains. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. V'chachamim omim, where do we say, tchilaso arba, nashiyarav arba, bigadol, that's a large tanur. That's used for baking bread primarily. Aval bakatan, a small tanur, which some of the farshim say, maybe just use as a, like a play oven. So then, tchilaso kol shehu. So then, to begin with, it doesn't need to be 4 tfachim high to be mekabel tuma. It's a kli, it's a play oven, even if it's very small. Now, kol shehu means any little bit. The Gemara in Chulin, Kuf Chav Dalet says it has to be a minimum of a tefach in height. In many years of halacha, the laws of Oel, something that's a tefach in height has significance. If it's less than a tefach, then it's nothing. So the Mishnah here says, this is all, say the Chachamim rather, this halacha of Tchilas Arba, Arshiyar Arba, that's all a Tanur Gadol. Tanur Katan is a divin halacha. Tchilaso is a kosher, which we said is only a tefach. Once it's a tefach high, it's mekabel tuma. And then the Mishnah says, Ushiyar Rubo. And the remnants is a majority. So that would be a very difficult statement to say, assuming that would be talking about the small oven, for a very simple reason. The small oven, it starts out as a tefach, we said it's mekabel tuma. Okay, so then it becomes tame. And now it breaks. And now we have rubo, you have rove of a tefach that remains. Mishnah says that that's okay. It's not tahor, not considered broken, still a cleats. The tuma, it retains the tuma that it had. It shouldn't, it's less than a tefach. It's not usable for anything, even as a play toy. So even as a play oven. So, Shiarav Rubo must be referring to the previous case, the Tanur Gadol. And it means that the Chachamim argue in Rabbi Meir like this. When the Mishnah had said that Shiarav Arba, in the name of Rabbi Meir was of the opinion that if you have a Tanur, let's say we said our Tanur is 10 Tfachim high, and it became Tameh, and now it breaks, but if it's still 4 Tfachim in height, and of course still usable as an oven, so then it is mekabel tuma. So that what the Chachamim are saying is, that's all true regarding an oven whose majority is more than 4 tfachim. So take our oven that we gave. We spoke about a 10 tfachim high oven. So what's the majority of that? So majority of a 10 tfachim is 5.1. Is a little bit more than 5 would be the majority of that oven. So what the Chachamim say to Rabbi Meir is, I agree with you that such an oven retains its status of tuma, even if it's less than the majority remains, even if it's only 4 tfachim. 4 tfachim would be fine. But I disagree if the majority of the oven is a height that's less than 4 tfachim. So take an oven, let's say that's 7 tfachim high. So then so that would mean 3.6 tfachim is the majority of that oven. Say the Chachamim, in such an oven, if that oven would break, It doesn't need 4 tvachim in order to retain its tumah status. Even 3.6 tvachim will retain its tumah status because that's the rov of the oven. So where Rabbi Meir says it's a hard and fast rule, the shirayim has to be a minimum of 4 tvachim no matter what the height of the oven is, the Chacham says it's not true. If the height of the oven is short enough where the majority of that oven would be less than 4 tvachim, then whatever the majority of that oven would be, would be enough to retain its status of tumah. And then the Mishnah says, Mishetigamer Malachto. This is really going back to the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Tanur Tchilaso Arba'a. The height, when is it a Mekabel Tumah? When it's 4 Tfachim high. But the Mishnah comes to add, of course, the Tanur is only Mekabel Tumah when Mishetigamer Malachto. It has to have a Gemar Malacha. It has to be a complete Kli. When is that? Eze U Gemar Malachto, asks the Mishnah. Mishayasikenu Kedei Le'efos Bo Sufganin. Which means when the oven is heated on the inside to a temperature that's high enough, that's going to bake sufganin, sufganiyot, which is a really type of bread, it's a spongy type of bread, which means that this, which bakes very easily. So the oven doesn't have to have enough heat to the temperature that you're able to bake regular bread. Sufganin is able to bake very easily, and that's considered a gemar malacha. The bartender points out, afal gav dishar klei cheres sagi luhu b'tzir of kifshin, even though we spoke about it many times, other klecheres, other earthenware vessels, is enough if you just fire it up in the kiln. Tanur deboi lidabek bo tit laavo so lahachzik chomo. But it comes to tanur, which has to be, you need to make the wool even thicker to add clay to the walls in order that it retain its heat. The tanur is hotter than the kira. We'll speak about the kira. The next mitzvah, which is the stove, really, that's used for pots. So the tanur is much hotter. So lo nigmar malachto et she'asikenu. So then, lest you heat it up so that it's able to bake these sufganin, then it's not considered a gemar malach, and it's not yet in the kabbal tuma. Umiu lo bay hese gadol kedei lefos bo pas. But you don't need it doesn't need as hot that you're able to bake bread. Kedei lefos bo sufganin. Would be sufficient to behesek muat sagila. That just needs a little bit of heat, and that would be fine. And then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he has a different measure as to what's considered a gemar malacha for a tanur. Mishayasik eshechadash kedei leefos bayashan sufganin. Where it's considered a gemar malacha when you have a new oven that's heated, not to a temperature that's able to bake sufganin in that oven, because it takes a longer time, based on the material, it takes a longer time for a newer oven to be able to heat up properly than an old oven. So what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is like this: you don't need your new oven to heat up to the point where it is able to heat up sufganin, but rather a new oven is considered has to have a gemar malacha when it's hot enough that sufganin would be able to bake if the oven were old. So that would be a little bit of an earlier time, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Perek, hey, Mishnah Beis. Now we speak about the Kira. Kira, Tchilasa, this is the stove. We're going to distinguish between a Kira and a Kupach. Kupach and Kira are similar, except that the kupach is sometimes used to bake bread as well, so a little bit hotter. But you're able to put a kira. Generally, you could put two pots on the kira, and the kupach usually one. So the Mishnah says like this: kira tchilasa shalosh ushiarav shalosh. So it's beginning. It has to be three. But here, when we speak about, we have to be careful. It doesn't say shalosha. Shalosh is nekeva. So we must be speaking about etzbaot. When we speak about the size, in order to be considered a stove and to be mekabel tumah, has to have a height, a minimum of three fingers. Ushira shalosh, and if it became tumah, and then it broke, so it will retain its status of tumah if it's still three fingers high. So let's say it started out as something that was 10 fingers high. And then it broke, so it's still 4 fingers high, 3 fingers high, 6 fingers high. So then if it was tummy before, it retains the status of tumah. If it's now only 2 fingers in height, so then it loses its status. It's considered broken. It's not susceptible to tumah, and it will lose any tumah that it had. Mishitagomer malachta. When do we say it becomes fit and susceptible to tuma? So just like we said by the tanur, we had a sufka when you're able to bake sufkan in. So when it comes to akira, you have to have a gemar malacha. What's the gemar? Ezeh gemar malachta mishiyasi kena kedei levashel alea beitza kala shebebeitzim. When it's heated enough to a temperature that's able to cook. We're always finding the minimum shear. So this is able to cook. What's the easiest thing to cook? So the answer is a beitza, kalash of a beitza. I have to cook the most easily cooked egg, which is a chicken egg. Not only that, what makes it cook quicker? Trufa unasuna va'ilfas. After the egg was taken out of its shell, and trufa, it was beaten, and it was placed... it was already preheated to cook in an ilfus. We had the word ilfus before, in a stew pot. So if akira is able to cook, is heated enough to cook this type of egg, an egg was that was already pre-cooked. So then that kira is considered to have had a gemar malach. Hakupach, what about the kupach? Kupach is this stove generally used for cooking, but sometimes used for baking. So then it depends. Aso lafiach shiur katanur. If it was made for baking purposes, so then the shiur follows the shiur of the tanur of the previous mishnah. Aso labishul, but it was made for cooking rather. Shiur kakira. So then the shiur follows the rules of akira. Then the mishnah says ha even hayotze min hatanur tefach. You have a case where you have a handle made out of stone that comes out of the wall of this earthenware vessel. Now, stone is not mekabel tumah. Klei cheres is. Stone is not. So the question is, does this have the status of a yad? It has the status of a yad, of a handle. So then, even though the evan may not be mekabel tumah, but it could be because it's considered a yad to a kli. So then, maybe that also, if that's mekabel tumah, the whole kli is mekabel tumah. So the mishnah says, so if a stone handle is coming out of a wall of an oven, and that handle is a tefach, or min hakira shalosh etzbos, or it's coming out of a kira and it's three fingers, chibur, that's considered connected to the oven of the kira, and therefore if the oven of the kira become tameh, the stone, that stone of the tanur tefach or kira three etzbos becomes tameh as well. That is when we speak about the shear. It's only that amount. Only the tefach is considered a yad of the tanur. Only the three etzbos is considered a chibur, a yad of the kira. But more than that, whatever extra length that it has, that's not considered connected a chibur to the oven or the kira, and that would not become tameh. The Bar Tanur across the proof text for this halacha. He's in Vayikra Yud Aleph. It says tanur v'kiraim yutatz. Tumeim yulachem. What do we learn from Tumeim yulachem regarding the tanur and the kiraim? L'kol shebetzorchechem. Anything that's needed. L'rabos es hayados shehein tzorch l'kli. That includes the yad, includes this handle, which are needed for the kli, even though made out of stone, which is not mekabel tumah. It's considered a yad of the tanur, the kiraim, and those are mekabel tumah. But only, of course, that which is necessary, only up to a tefach of the coming out of the tanur and three etzbos coming out of the kira. Then the Mishnah says, Hayotze min hakupach, we could probably figure this out. If they have a stone handle that's extending out of the kupach, so what's the halacha? Well, depends. Aso lafia, if the kupach was made for baking shiur katanur, so then it measure follows the laws of the yad of an oven, which of course is a tefach. Aso labishul is made for cooking, so then shiur kakira, it follows the three exposed shiur of the kira. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, lo amru tefach ela bein hatanur v'lakosel. So Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with one of the things that we said before. According to the Tana Kama, we said if the stone is more than a tefach, the extra part of the stone that's more than a tefach away from the tanur does not have the status of the yad. And more than three etzbos beyond that, that extension is not considered a chibur regarding the kira. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. He says regarding a tanur, he says, when did the Chachamim say that the section of that yad that's more than a tefach is not considered part of the oven? So he says that's only where that yad, that tefach, that handle is between the tanur and the kosel, the oven and the wall. People generally want to put their tanur up against the wall. So this is outside of the house, but they want space. They want to put it up against the wall. So there we say the larger the handle is, the more annoying it is. So you can't put the oven up against the wall. So that's where the Chacham says Rabbi Yehuda, that more than a tefach would not be considered a yad, would not be considered a chibur, the tanur, because you don't want it there. But let's say you have a case where it's not between the tanur and the tanur is not being placed up against the wall. So then he's not going to take off that extra handle. Then if the handle's not between the oven and the wall, so then the whole yad, even beyond a tefach of the stone, is considered part of the oven, and it becomes tameh when the oven becomes tameh. Then the Mishnah says, "Are you shnei tanurim smuchim zelazeh?" What if the two ovens are very close to each other and they're joined? There's a long yad that joins them together. No, saying lo zeh tefach v'lo zeh tefach. We give each oven one tefach next to that oven, Vashar Torah, and the rest of the handle that's in between is Torah's not mekabel tuma, because that's not considered a yad. We only give a tefach to each oven.